This is the Retirement Roadmap Show with David Nagy from SRS Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Roadmap Show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Roadmap Show with David Nagy.
Hello and welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Show. I'm your host, David Nagy, and we have our co-host here, Tony Shore, and special guest today, Keith Gangle. Hey, Keith. Hey, Tony. How's it going?
Great. Good to be here. Excited. We have a great special guest. David, you really must be able to pull some strings to get a guest like this of this caliber on the show.
Oh, yeah. I've got some pull.
Yep. Dave and I are good friends, so it's yes. always nice to be able to
chat. That's good. That's excellent. So we're going to talk about the markets, right, today. But first, David, how was your weekend? Did you get together with family?
You know, I'm still fighting off that cold I had, so it was a lot of laying on the couch watching golf.
Oh, wow. Well, there
driving
are
my wife nuts.
Driving your wife nuts. There are worse ways to spend a weekend, though, right?
There are. There are.
Yeah.
Yes. And Keith, I'm a big baby when I get sick.
Yeah, me too. I am too. I don't get sick a lot anymore, but when I do.
Yeah, look out.
Yeah, look out. How about you, Keith? How have you been?
Good. It's a little celebrations. You know, we had my son had a tennis tournament on Saturday for the most part of the day. And then we did Easter stuff afterwards on one side of the family and then Easter stuff the next day.
Yeah. My family, there were 14 of us, mainly my wife's side of the family, her brother, his family, all our kids, their significant others. And we all went out to an Easter brunch at this place on the river called the Afton House Inn. And they had a special Sunday brunch, had to get reservations month in advance. And I want to tell you guys, I ate my own weight in Eggs Benedict.
Wow.
I love a good Eggs Benedict, and they had it. You go through the line and they had them bunch of them, and it's good. You could go back, which was their loss. It was very expensive, but I'm like, let's see at the price of eggs. I did the calculations. Yeah. I still came out ahead, guys. Awesome. I still came out ahead.
Good for you.
No, I did eat too much though. So, David, what are we talking about today? Tell us about our guest. I'll let you introduce our guest.
Well, you know, Keith Gangle, he's the head honcho there over at Gradient Investments.
He is.
He's a senior portfolio manager, and I talk with Keith regularly. He's a great guy, knows what he's doing. My clients all love him because he continues to make them money, and when the market's down, we're not down as much. So he's our guy. We love him.
Yeah, you're great to work with as well. So it's always nice talking. We talk a lot, so it's good.
Yep. Senior portfolio manager at Gradient Investments. And I know you've made appearances on some of the financial news networks and things. Sure. And so
all Keith, the time. I'm always seeing them on the news.
Yeah. And Keith, you've been around the block a while.
30 years, unfortunately. You can tell by my hairline.
30 years? Look 30 at years you. You must have started when you were 10.
Yeah. You look a lot better than I do.
Yeah. Wow. What's your secret? We might have to get some.
It's this cold weather in Minnesota.
Keeping you preserved.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have the weather. I'm up here in Minnesota with Keith right now, and we don't have the weather you do down there, David, in
God's country.
Sunny and 70, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, right?
Yep. It's tough, but someone's got to do it.
It's tough. All right. So I assume because Keith's here, David, we're talking about the market and what's going on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a good time to kind of just do an update, see where we are. And, you know, the S&P's down quite a bit, you know, a lot of global tension, economic uncertainties, you know, the treasuries are showing strength though, right, Keith?
The market. Yep. It's certainly been a lot of volatility out there. You know, if we back up, take a bigger picture at the world. And if you talk at the markets, people are referring to the S&P 500. Last year was up 25%, the year before up 26%. So 26, 25, we're, you know, going into this year, we're saying, oh, we've had two great years in a row. Just, you know, dial expectations back. And certainly the beginning of the year, we started up about 4%. You were exactly right. We've had a big pullback here in the markets. And a lot of it revolves, you know, around tariffs and kind of what the policy is going to be, a little bit of uncertainty. And I think you know, a lot of times the markets have these big moves up like the previous 2 years. They look for reasons to sell. And obviously the government gave them, I think, a good reason to actually sell off a little bit here. But I think fundamentals are still in place that, you know, the markets will grind higher. And you touched on it as well as the nice thing about how you allocate your portfolio or your clients and their allocations are you're well diversified. You're not all just in the stock market. You know, 2 previous years, your clients probably weren't up 26 to 25, right? Because you had some bond allocations, some buffered portfolios and things like that. And now the bonds, you know, people are, why should I be in bonds? Well, they provide a little bit of downside protection when the markets get volatility. And that's why you're seeing this year, they're up a couple percent. So that's nice to see that they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, you know, and I get a lot of strategic guidance from your team over there. And we actually were mostly in growth last year. So my clients, they're all very happy with the upside. But at the end of the year, after talking with my Gradient team, we decided to move about 20% out of growth and into the bonds. It was a great tactical move. And all my clients were very happy with it. And in fact, you know, we haven't had one phone call this year with people worried about the market because of the team we have over here and the team that we have at Gradient. And we are very in touch with our clients. And so, you know, we really don't, people don't worry that work with us. They know that we have their back and they're very happy with where we're at this year. Even though the market's down, they understand it. You know what? I had a client call me up and said, Dave, what about gold? Keith, what do you think about gold?
Yeah, gold's been on a ripping tear here. It's almost up, you know, 30% in the matter of, you know, year to date. That's crazy. And then if you look at the last 2 years, I think it was almost 20 and 15%. So part of that gold trade is usually two things that cause gold to perform like it has. It's the inflation hedge, which I don't think inflation's coming down. So it's a little bit less of that. The other thing is it's a fear factor, right? When people are scared, nervous, this tariff's causing a lot of uncertainty out there. What do? They reach for something that's, you know, tangible and hard, and traditionally gold's been that safety net. And that's why it surprises me it's up about 30% year to date. So I would be a little, you know, trending careful. It's always nice to have a little bit of allocation for that stability that gold has. But I'm a little bit more longer term when you look at gold. I'm in the Warren Buffett camp of, you know, it doesn't produce earnings, doesn't produce cash flow. It's a nice store of value. And for markets that are, you know, uncertain like now, then you'll see these pullbacks. It's great. But I up 30% on gold. I think that's, you know, if we get some of this tariff noise behind us, I think that could revert a little bit. And then I think some of the other, you know, the stocks that have been underperforming, I think you could see some rotation back into there as well. But there's certainly, you know, a reason to have part of that in your overall allocation. Just don't be, you know, having, you do a great job with your clients. You allocate properly. But I hear some people like, oh, you know, I've been 50% gold. And there's periods where it can go a decade where, you know, underperformance markets vastly. And then obviously the last 3 years, it's been really strong. And especially this year when the markets are down 10%-ish, the S&P 500 and gold's almost up 30%. That's, you know, 40% delta between the two.
Yep. You think it's too late for people that think they want to get into gold to get into gold? It's, they kind of just float.
Yeah. Again, if you're not in it at all, I mean, you can have a small allocation. I have no problem with that. When you look out 1, 2, 3, 5 years, kind of what you do with your clients. But if you're already in it, I would not be chasing at these levels. I would wait for a better entry point. And I think we could get it. And we could, you know, we're in earnings season right now, just starting to kick off, and we'll see what these companies have to say. I assume there's going to be a lot of, you know, chatter around tariffs and what impact they have. And so people will be nervous. But there was a headline this earlier today, the markets are pretty strong today as we're recording this, that, you know, that China could, there could be some least soft agreement maybe on tariffs, which, you know, China, I put, you know, the tariffs across the board was okay. I'm going to see a one by one country deal. And I figured China would be the last one. So if you're actually starting to see a headline where China could be one of the first ones, that's very interesting. I think that'd be a very positive, you know, for the backdrop. And I think that happens if you're buying gold at these levels, if you could potentially see a pullback in it.
Well, you know, that's another thing I love about Gradient. You have a precious metal portfolio. I don't have a lot of clients in it, but for those people that want precious metals, you know, like Tony had mentioned in one of our last shows, you know, the hard thing about buying gold is, you know, you're not going to go down and buy bricks of gold. And, you know, what was that thing you were saying, Tony? You know, it's kind of hard to go down and shave off some gold if you want to buy gas or bread, right?
Yeah, if you want to buy a carton of eggs or bread, how do you cut off a piece of that gold bar to pay for your Starbucks or a tank of gas or groceries? I mean, you have to be realistic. People think, well, if the market crashes, I want gold. If you want physical gold, if you're that worried, what are you going to do with it at some point?
I mean, it's hard to store. It's heavy. I've seen pictures of someone that had a big, like a garage full of silver versus gold. So, you know, that's even less. So you're the quantity's even more. It's like, well, how can you possibly move that around if you had to move or someone's aware that you have that much in your, the other thing is security of storing that kind of
security.
There's a lot of things that it's hard for. And again, I'm not saying that you can't, just make sure you're wise with the overall allocation to it. And Tony's exactly right. What do you, you get into a really bad situation. What do you, shave off a quarter of a bar or a third of a bar. Wait, it sounds like Tony likes to eat all those eggs. I mean, I don't know how much we'd have to shave off.
That's true.
Well, it's good that the price has come down, right, Tony?
Yes. Yeah, it is good. Unless it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, then you have to do the math, right? You got to do the math like I did. I did the math, David. You always say, do the math you... Before you purchase something, before you invest in something, before you pull out of the market or move from stocks to bonds or bonds to stocks or buy gold, you have to do the math. Just like I did, how many eggs am I going to need to eat to make up the cost of the buffet? And and I came out ahead.
Oh, I never do. But, you know, Tony, kind of leading into that, right, this is why it's so important to have a financial advisor, especially during, you know, these volatile times. You know, for those of you that are listening and you want to book an appointment with me, call my office, 619-460-9433. Get on the calendar. It's a no obligation consultation. We'll look at the portfolio. We'll help, you know, give you advice, strategic guidance if it's needed. You know, I was reading an article yesterday talking about Vanguard coined this phrase called, Advisors Alpha, right? And what they were doing was they were trying to quantify the value that that advisors add. And they estimate that a good advisor can add about 3% a year in net in returns annually, which I thought was surprising. I didn't think it would be that much. So, you know, when we have these market corrections, when there is volatility, you know, it's a great time to call an advisor, to have someone in your corner like Gradient and my team over here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I wish I had a chart we could pop up. J.P. Morgan did a study of this, of every asset class going back for the last 20 years. And so the average return of the market, the S&P 500, depends on what you're looking at. It's about anywhere from 8 to 10% for the S&P 500. And then it shows individual investors, and all different asset classes like real estate at 5 and these other ones at, you know, 8, 9, 10. Then they show the individual investor and they're at like 3%. And the reason, the problem with that is, the individual investor gets emotional.
Yeah,
we want to take the emotions out of our business, which is exactly what you do. And what happens when the markets are racing to the high for the last couple of years? When, you know, we were saying bring an umbrella this year of dialing back your level of risk, just like you did. You took someone to the bonds. You did the exact right thing. They tend to do the opposite. You're like, oh, I'm missing out. They get the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. And so what do? They start buying at high levels. And same thing when you get these market pull-offs like we're seeing now. If you don't have a good advisor and a plan up front, what they do is they start panicking and you get nervous. And it's just like, and again, I don't like pullback. I've been doing this for 30 years. I don't like pullbacks either, but they happen. And it's just, that's why it's great to talk to you and say, okay, Dave, what am I thinking here? It's like, okay, this is a plan. We're looking for 1, 3, 5 years. You're meeting your income needs. It's like, don't panic. And in essence, on these pullbacks, if they're pretty severe, they're probably an opportunity to be actually adding a little risk if you can afford to. Yeah.
And it's human nature. It's human nature to panic. And, you know, I talk about in my workshops, you know, maybe you don't panic at 10%. Most people start to panic when it's down 15, 20%. You get in that 30% range. There are not a lot of people that are able to just wait through it or don't have enough faith in their plan because they don't have a good, well put together plan. You know, the other thing that I'm seeing a lot of, especially when we have those good years, is people are not doing tax smart strategies. And, you know, we have that tax advantage portfolio that is a home run for people that have these non-qualified accounts, especially in the years where we have good years, they're paying all these taxes. So there's a lot of reasons why it makes sense to work with an advisor. Go to our website, srswealthmanagement.com, and you can book an appointment there. Get on my calendar. Again, it's no obligation. Bring in all your documents. We'll look at the portfolio. We'll do your color of money risk score. You know, in chapter 2 of my book, I talk about these things and why it's so important to have a plan and to have proper allocation.
Yeah, I think that's important. And, you know, Keith, it's like you were saying, I read that study, too. And I think it's J.P. Morgan that does it each year, and Columbia University, I think, did another one about individual investors. When you say that the DIY investors or people who invest on their own, the stat is alarming. It's like 90% of them end up buying high and selling low, which is the exact opposite of what you want to do, right? And those that work with a financial advisor do much better, as you said. But beyond the markets, working with someone like yourself, David, I know you've kept people from making huge mistakes. I mean, you could help somebody keep them from making one mistake that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's going to end up being a much bigger percentage then. But just with the markets, it's 3%. And then other mistakes they could make with their, you know, tax mistakes, Social Security filing mistakes. We've talked about that on past shows. But the market volatility has really got a lot of people concerned. Like you said, Keith, people are going to cash, David, or I mean gold, too, as well. That's what's causing that to spike. But people let their emotions dictate. And I think that is a concern. But moving forward, I know, you know, Keith, you said you'd be hesitant to jump into gold now that it's already gone up. Usually once you hear about something like gold is at an all-time high, then people get excited and want to buy. But it's the opposite. By the time you hear about it, it's probably too late to invest. Hopefully, if you have that, hold on to it, you know, or capitalize. I think I read today, this morning, some talking heads were saying that they think that gold will go even a little higher. But then, like you say, if the economy comes in and things look good, it's going to drop way back down.
Yep. That's right? Another reason why I really like those buffered index portfolios. The one we have now, it's what is it, a 14% cap with 100% protection?
Yeah, no, they're great offerings we have right now. And you do a good job with your clients. It's like all clients, like, you know, they want to participate, especially once your clients are in retirement or close to retirement. It's nice to be able to participate with the market, but they also want some kind of, you know, downside protection. That's why every month we go with these different offerings. And it's like, if you can provide a client with, you know, a 10, 15 or 20% buffer, or some case even 100% buffer, and still allow them to participate into the market to some cap or level, I think that's a fantastic opportunity. It's a way to diversify their clients, right? And this pullback here to your clients that have these nice buffers,
they're not worried. Yeah, that's why I love them. I mean, I own a bunch of them myself. Yep. And all of my clients have them. Sometimes 20, 30% of the portfolio, even more, are in these buffered indexes. And that's why my clients don't panic. And the dual directionals are even better, right? You make money on both up and down market. Yeah. I have clients, they come in, it's funny, when they first hear about it, they're like, that sounds too good to be true.
No, so, we've been doing it for 5 years, and it's just, they're fantastic. Those are the ones that, you know, you said you own, I have owned myself too. It's just win-win-win, right? Markets are up, you win. Markets are down in that buffer range that flipped in the inverse to positive, you win. And then if it's down outside, if we have a really bad year, it's like you win because you have a buffer protection of some level. Again, depends on which one you're getting.
But so what's the one where it protects both the multi-directional?
Dual directional.
What is that exactly for our listeners who might not understand how that works?
So basically how these work, they're like a point-to-point solution. They're typically anywhere from 1 year to 3 years. Most of them are probably at that 2 year kind of time frame of these dual directionals. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we price them out, and again, point to point solution. They'll participate with an index. Usually it's the S&P 500 or the Dow, well-known index, and they'll match that S&P or Dow up into a certain level, that what we call a cap, and they'll be maxed out. So if we have a cap, like Dave was talking about, 14%, and 2 years later the markets are at 20, you're going to be capped out at 14%.
Sure.
But then on what we provide for them is a buffer on the downside. Say if it had a buffer of 20% and the markets were down 15, if it's a dual directional, anything less than a buffer between zero and that minus the buffer range, which is 20, that flips to positive. So that example I just gave you, that minus 15, you actually be up 15%. Imagine that going to tell your neighbors, is like, yeah, markets are down 15%, but I actually finished up 20, right? Because it flips to positive.
Yeah.
And then if you're down, we have say the market's really, you know, fell out of bed and you're down 30%. As long as you have that, whatever that buffer level is, you would just, you know, that 20 to 30, you'd only be down 10%. So that would be, you know, again, 10% is not great, but certainly a lot better than
30.
That's why we call it the win-win-win, right? You win when it goes up, you get capped out. So, I mean, there's not like it's free upside. And then there's, you know, you win when it comes down, which is that's a huge selling point, the fact that you can actually make money in a down market. And then in the worst case scenario, you just buffered your downside.
Sure.
But, you know, even in the up market, you know, you talk about the caps. Last year in June, we had a dual directional that was up 26%. It was one that we had done a couple of years ago, so the cap was pretty high on it. We only had a few months left to go before it went to cash, but everyone was up like 26%. Mm-hmm. Well, I called it Gradient. That's another thing I love about Gradient. You know, they emailed us and said, hey, all your clients are getting close to the cap. So we called every client and said, look, you can get out early for $250, lock into the gain. We'll put you into the new offering with 100% protection. Every single client moved out early. So I don't even worry about the caps, because if the market's up, we get out early, we go into a new one. Yep. It's an amazing way to help clients, especially those that are getting closer to retirement or already retired, get a lot of the upside with minimal to no downside risk. I love them.
Yeah. No, they're great.
That's really good. Well, a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, and it just seems like, I always say this, but if somebody sneezes in China or the president posts on social media, the markets go way up or way down, right? Okay. So we see volatility in a year like this when there's some political turmoil and a little bit of economic turmoil. But Keith, where do you see the... As far as the company projections, I mean, what is Gradient Investments thinking for the rest of the year? I know your motto has been bring an umbrella in 2025.
Bring an umbrella. That means we prepare for rain. Now I think we probably should have brought maybe a little bigger of an umbrella, because it's really raining right now.
Yeah.
But corrections are normal. The markets pull back, you know, 10% a year, once a year is normal. And that's, we're a little bit above that right now, but that's something normal. And so what we look at when we invest in companies and we're looking at, you know, these markets, what do we do is we're looking at the fundamentals of these companies and how are they doing. So one of the ways that we track, kind of one of the main metrics, is earnings per share, the S&P 500. Starting this year, the Wall Street gurus estimates were for 15% growth this year and for 15% next year. That was really aggressive. We said, you know, that's part of our bring the umbrella. We thought, you know, if you normally get a 6-8%, that's the normal range. If you're doing 15 after we have these two big years, that would be fantastic. We said, no, that's probably going to be more like 8 to 10. And now with all this tariff noise and stuff like that, people have kind of pulled down their estimates, and we're kind of in that 8 to 10 range right now. And again, it's fluid, right? Because we're right now in Q1 earnings reporting system season. So then people adjust their estimates. But I think that's kind of still a realistic number. Again, now if tariffs go on too long and they're a little more harsh, then that 6 to 8, that range we're in now, could go a little bit lower, and that would be a little bit more of a headwind for the stock market. I think we do settle out at that at the end of the year at that 6 to 8, I think, or even 8 to 10 still. But it will, a lot depends on what's going on here. And again, that's why, you know, we're in a 3-week, very busy season for us as portfolio manager at Gradient. We look at all these earnings reports that we own these stocks in our individual portfolios, and it's like, okay, is it a good report? Is it a bad report? Did they exceed estimates? Are they talking about tariffs? Do they have, there are a lot of companies that we own that don't have any tariff impact, right? There are some technology companies that they don't import anything. They don't have any tariff issues. So those are kind of good companies to be safe of. Waste companies like a Waste Management or a Waste Connection, the people that pick up your garbage, generally speaking, they're U.S. companies and tariffs aren't an issue.
So no.
And fuel prices have actually been going down, which that's one pause that we haven't talked about. I'd like to at least throw out there is that oil prices are coming down, which here in Minnesota and even you guys in San Diego, it's like we drive a lot and oil's into everything. So the price of oil goes down, that's good for the overall consumer. No one's really talking about that yet. I think that's kind of a hidden gem that if oil stays low, that's a positive for the consumer.
Yeah. And you had mentioned we have corrections every year. Mm-hmm. And when I show clients that, they are in disbelief because they don't see the correction. They just see that their account went up 10% or 20%. They didn't realize that we had pulled back 10% in the first quarter or second quarter. So, I think, that's good to remind people. Look, we have corrections every year. It's healthy. That's another thing I tell clients. It's healthy when this happens. It's why we have active money managers. They're reshuffling the deck during these events. And it's why we do better than most.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point you make. And that's why when you talk about active money managers, another thing for our listeners and viewers out there to understand, David, why they want to pick up the phone, give you a call and have you take a look at where they're at is you can pick up the phone and talk directly to Keith any day. Yep. And he's the senior portfolio manager at a really good sized, you know, investment firm with a good track record. And there's not many advisors that can get the senior portfolio manager on the line.
No, I've never met one.
Yeah.
I haven't met one single person that can get on the phone and talk to the actual portfolio manager. And what are you guys at now? $7 billion in assets?
Yeah, a little bit less. I mean, with the market pullback, a little bit less. But no, we love working with you. You do a fantastic job. I've talked to many of your clients, been at a lot of your client events, and they're great. And they do get nervous. And that's kind of why, you know, they have you. They want to have that plan. And sometimes the market, they hear a lot of news out there. So that's why they contact you. And then you walk through the plan. And sometimes you say, okay, well, let's talk to the next level. Let's get Keith on the phone. Maybe we can, or one of our teammates here, and say, okay, you got an issue with tariffs or gold prices or something, whatever we're talking about now, we can address whatever their issue is. And usually we can, you know, kind of have them take a deep breath and kind of realize, yep, David, you did a great job. I'm in a plan. I'm meeting my income needs. Nothing needs to be changed. Thank you for your time of helping advise me.
You know, one of my favorite phone calls with you, I had a client come in. Why are you guys buying and selling? And why are you doing all this? And I said, let's call the portfolio manager. Mm-hmm. And you walk through each piece of it. And by the end, he was like, oh, that makes sense. Right. Like, but it's like, you can't, there's nowhere else you could go where you get that type of service. And someone, I can just pick up the phone and go, hey, talk to this guy. And my clients love it. I don't do it very often, but when I do, they love it. So let's talk about interest rates. What do you think the Fed's going to do?
I think eventually they start cutting. I think it's maybe not as quick as the market wants, which again, they, you know, their dual mandates is, you know, stable employment, which we're at. We're at about 4.1, 4.2. That's fantastic. I mean, it sounds like it's not zero, but it never goes to zero. The 50-year low was 3.4. So we're not that far off it. And the other thing is, the other mandate is steady prices are inflation around 2%. We're at about 2.6, 2.7. So we're close to that. I mean, if you remember back in 2022 when we had, you know, issues from all kinds of inflation, oil prices up, housing was bad, we were at 9.1. So we've gone from 9.1 in 2022 to, you know, 2.6. Now, do I think we're going to be at 2 by year end? Probably not, but I think directionally we're going the right way. And oil, like I mentioned, that's kind of the hidden gem here. If that keeps coming down, that goes into every product you buy, every delivery service, everything you pick up at a store. That could help that inflation number come a little bit lower as well.
What about those people that bought a house last year that are at 6-7% 30-year fixed? You know, we thought when the Fed lowered rates a little bit last year that we'd see some of those pull back, but we haven't. We haven't seen long-term rates come back. You know, are we going to get any relief for those clients that are waiting to refinance to try to get a 4% or 5%? Do you think that's going to happen anytime soon?
No, I don't. I mean, right now the 30-year mortgage is kind of, that's kind of the key metric everybody looks at. It's around, you know, 6.75 to 7. Generally speaking, the investment community thinks 6% is kind of the number that makes people move a little bit more of their inventory, a little bit more interest in buying. I do think we can get closer to that 6% by year end, but again, just because the Fed cuts on the short end, you know, the 30 years, you know, that's easier, a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage. That's more of kind of how the investor community views, you know, overall interest rates and what, you know, what level of risk as you go out longer, what's my payback period, how much am I want to get, you know, interest rates is what, you know, the lender wants, you know, higher rates because that's, you know, what the consumer wants lower. Generally speaking, though, if the Fed continues, if they start, I mean, they cut before last year and they've been on a pause. But if they do start cutting again, I would expect that, you know, that 15, 30 year to come down a little bit as well. I don't know if it goes step by step. Every 25 basis point doesn't necessarily mean a 25 basis point to cut.
So if you were smart enough to refinance and you have a 3% mortgage, don't ever pay that off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, exactly. I did that years ago. You know, it's probably been nine time, you know, everybody, you know, if you refinance, that's the thing, the good and the bad, right? A finance, so you have a lower your monthly number, but then it kind of, it's hard to your point of, okay, if I'm looking at buying something, A, the prices are a lot higher than they used to be. And then B is the interest rates. You know, if you jump from a 3 to a 7, it's all about what a person's monthly number is, what they can afford. And that's what drives, what does surprise me, the housing market, you know, the last several years have been a lot stronger than I would anticipate with rates where they're at. But part of that's demand. We have a lot of demand, you know, people that were in apartments or different places, you know, young people growing up, they want a house, and it's, there's a lot of demand. We haven't built enough houses for all the people either. Right. So the home builders have become a lot smarter in the old days when they thought there'd be a little bit of a boom. They'd build a bunch of houses and then they wouldn't make as much money as it rolled over. Now they're kind of constraining some of the inventory, and there's a lot of regulation, things like that, but that's supply hasn't met the demand. And once those get a little more equal, I think we still got too much demand for the supply we have.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of wrap it all up, you know, stay the course.
Yeah.
Make sure you work with an advisor and a third party money manager like Gradient Investments. Corrections are going to happen. You know, they happen every year. Interest rates aren't really probably going anywhere for a while. Buffered index portfolios, if you haven't heard of those, you need to give me a call, 619-460-9433, or go to my website, srswealthmanagement.com. Get on my calendar. Let's meet. Let's go through your situation and see if we can help. So I guess we're about out of time there, Tony, huh?
Yeah, we are. A great show, though. Wanted to make sure we got it all in. Great to have Keith Gangle, the Senior Portfolio Manager at Gradient Investments, on the show today. David, that's a huge get. I know you said you can pick up the phone, reach him anytime, at least unless he's in the studio on one of the big business or financial news networks live. You know, he won't pick up my calls.
I might pick it up for David. If he called me during one of the shows, I'll like, hey guys, wait, David's on the line. We got to talk some business.
But I was going to say, he doesn't take my calls. So I have to go through you, David, even though I am in the same room with him right now. But guys, great show. Listeners and viewers, thank you for tuning in. Again, David, one more time before we go, give our listeners and our viewers that phone number and web address where they can schedule that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you both. Great show. Keith, it was great to have you on. Please give us a call, 619-460-9433, or visit our website, srswealthmanagement.com. Thank you guys so much. Great show.
Thank you for joining us for the Retirement Roadmap Show. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact David Nagy at SRS Wealth Management at 619-460-9433 or visit SuccessfulRetirementSolutions.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of the Retirement Roadmap Show.
Advisory services are offered by Successful Retirement Solutions, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through Successful Solutions, LLC, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.